Blog Talk Radio.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Keep peace!
Now, come on. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, this is Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be up right after this next song. God bless you.
Yeah. You can have peace. Yes, we're in the blood. Healing in the blood. Deliverance in the blood. Here's what you gotta say. This means. You gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer, break out your word. You gonna break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Dr. Henderson, in Jesus' name, God bless you, and we thank God for you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Straight to the Point with Dr. Henderson.
Blessings, 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 everyone, everybody out there in video land. I see you blessings in the name of Jesus. We want to welcome you to the Straight to the Point. I just want you to know on tonight that this means war. I double G dare you to tell the devil that he can't have your family. He can't have your increase. He can't have anything that belongs to you. He can't even borrow a pen. Hallelujah, because this means war. We want to give credit to Charles Jenkins for that awesome song, This Means War. We want to give credit to Kirk Franklin for Stop, Make Me Clap My Hands, and Make Me Want to Dance. Stop. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you to the Straight to the Point. Those of you who are tuning in for the first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and a business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for everyone. I want to let you guys know in advance, I'm not going to be before you long. I just have a quick word for you on tonight, and I do apologize for the technical difficulties. We started at 8 o'clock, but there were technical difficulties, so I do want to apologize to each and every one of you all, those of you who were on the line at 8 and thought that perhaps we might did not start on time and you might have dropped off. I want you to know that we started back at 8:30. We want to thank Dr. Vaughn and the Men's Let's Talk Network for getting everything straight for us on tonight so that we can bring you the word of the Lord on tonight to let the devil know that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against us in judgment, we shall condemn. And so anytime that you start talking about spiritual warfare, the enemy gets scared. See, the people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. The less you know, the more triumph the enemy is in your life. So when somebody begins to teach you about how to defeat him and make him, put him on the run, he gets scared because you know he is in the airwaves. The demonic spirit, the devil, is over the airwaves. And so what he did was he sent a distractive spirit to come on our line and to distract and to disrupt. But how many of you know that the blood of Jesus is powerful than any demonic spirit? And so as I was saying before the line got interrupted, with that like never before, the enemy has waged war on the body of Christ. Number one, we're out of the number one, the body of Christ is out of position. And because we're out of position, meaning that we have allowed ourselves to be conformed to the things of the world, that it has allowed the enemy, and I think Evangelist May said this on our last episode, how it has allowed the enemy to have a foothold, to have a foothold in the earthly realm. We've got to begin to rise up and walk in what God, the tools that God has given us. He has given us dominion, he has given us power, and he has given us the authority, the devil won. To declare and decree in the earthly realm, whatever is in heaven, so shall it be on earth. Amen? And we got to begin to walk in the power and the authority that God has given us. He has given us power, which is the Holy Spirit. He has given us authority and dominion to declare and decree over to declare and decree a thing and so shall it be established, but just not that, but to be able to have all dominion over every single thing in the world, even over demonic spirits. As I was saying that the body of Christ has gotten out of position to the point where they're not even invoking the name of Jesus, and that's why the devil is growing strong, because the only name that the enemy bows to, the only name that he that will keep him running is the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the demons tremble at the thought of his name. At the sound of the name of Jesus, demons tremble. So we have to begin to invoke the name of Jesus and not be afraid to declare and decree that Jesus is Lord. You have a lot of pastors that are not even, you know, you don't even hear about Jesus in their sermons. All you hear is cliches and, you know, and you get the bag and get yours. But you never hear about them preaching about the Holy Spirit. You never hear them talking about Jesus. You never even really hear them talking about there's only one way that man can be saved, and that's by the name of Jesus. So we got to get back to invoking the name of Jesus, the name that is higher and greater and powerful than any name, the only name by which the demons will run and will tremble and will disappear. That's the only name that you can use to rout out a spirit, to rout out a demonic spirit. And so as I was saying earlier before the lines got disrupted, that what we're seeing and experiencing right now is chaos. Chaos and confusion is the devil. It's not of God. God is not the author of confusion. So what we're seeing in our land is anarchy. We're seeing the Antichrist spirit like never before. We're seeing the devil and demonic spirits having their way. And the thing that I was saying before, the thing that's disheartening is you have a lot of pastors and leaders who are supposed to be of God, who is encouraging this mess and telling their parishioners somehow that, you know, that this is a good thing, and it's not a good thing. It's never a good thing when you see the spirit of the devil in operation, which comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So what we're seeing in our country is we're seeing people looting, stealing, that's of the devil. We're seeing them killing each other. Crime is like never before. That's of the devil. And we see them destroying. They're destroying property. They're burning down buildings. They're setting fires all over the place. They're jumping on cars. They're beating people up. That is the spirit of the devil, my friends. That is not God. Let me say that one more time. That is not God. That is the spirit of the devil. And it's time for the remnant to rise up and tell the devil, you can't have our children. You can't have our jobs. You can't have our businesses. You can't have our faith. You can't have our salvation. You can't have our joy. And you can't have our peace. The blood of Jesus is against you. So we got to begin to walk in the spirit. To be spiritually minded is life and peace, but to be carnally minded is death. It's time for us to begin to walk in the spirit. And as I was saying before, I believe you got the blind leading the blindness because they have not to the spirit of the living God. It's time for us to do more than just pray. We're going to have to incorporate fasting and not just, 12-hour fasting. We're going to have to start doing some really deep, hard fasting. The disciples came to Jesus and asked him, why couldn't they rebuke the demon out of the boy? Why couldn't they heal him? And Jesus said, this time comes by fasting and prayer and fasting, not just a 12-hour fasting. It comes a time that we're going to have to put the plate down, and we're going to have to put the plate down, put social media down, put the TV down, put the news down, put it down for about, 3 days straight, or if you need longer than that, maybe 7 days, and pray and get in the presence of God and find out what he wants from you, okay? It's time for you to get in his presence, get in his face, and find out what he wants from you. I just come to tell you that the kingdom suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. It's time for us to rise up and be soldiers in the army of the Lord. As I said last week, I talked about Esther, and I said, Esther said, if I perish, let me perish. I'm going to see the king. We have to have a mindset that at the end of the day, if I perish, let me perish. We are in those times, my friends. We are in the end times where you're going to have to stand up and be silent no more. You're going to have to stand up and declare and decree, for God I live and for God I die. We are in those times where when you read the Bible and the apostles were being persecuted, the apostles were being persecuted and the apostles were being slain because of the name of Jesus. We are beginning to be in those times where they're trying to take away our religious rights. They're trying to take away our Christian rights. And we're going to have to be able to stand up and not be afraid to say that I am a follower of Christ, that I declare and decree that Jesus is Lord, and it's only by one name that man can be saved, and that's by the name of Jesus. For he is the Lord of lords, and he is the King of kings. He is Alpha and Omega, and he is the beginning and the end. That every knee should bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is the only way. He is the only way that man can be saved. He is the only way that God will even hear your prayers, because you have to invoke his name. There is only one name, and that's the name of Jesus. And we can't be afraid to preach Jesus. We can't be afraid to talk to Jesus. We can't be afraid to tell a dying world that they need Jesus. That they don't need Mary. They don't need Muhammad. They don't need Buddha. Not only Harry or Christopher, they need Jesus. Jesus, 100% God and 100% man. They don't need Muhammad. They need Jesus, 100% God and 100% man. The Jesus who was hung, bled, and died for our sins so that we could be reconciled back to the Father. Hallelujah. Jesus, who is God manifested in the flesh. Hallelujah. When God could find a man, hallelujah, to be the sacrifice, he chose himself, and he put himself in the Virgin Mary and birthed himself out as a man named Jesus, who walked the earth to teach us how to love, to teach us how to forgive, who became the ultimate sacrifice, the hung, bled, and died on the cross, my friends. But on the third day, he rose up again with all power in his hand, and now we have the power to do what he did. The Bible says greater works that we should do. So we need to be walking in our power and our dominion, and we should be able to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We should be able to heal the sick. We should be able to raise the dead. We should be able to perform miracles after miracles after miracles, because we've been endowed with the power of the Holy Ghost. We've been endowed with the power of the Holy Spirit. I just come to tell you that this means war. Are you ready to hold up the bloodstained banner? I used to be a son that said we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. It's time for me to hold up my bloodstained banner to tell the devil that he's a liar and he got to give me back my family. I don't know about you, but you better tell the devil, let your family go. Let your finances go. Let your health go. In the name of Jesus, we come and we come in the name of the Lord, declaring and declaring that the devil is a liar and he's under our feet. And we command and we declare and we decree that he got to let our finances go. He got to let our ministries go. He got to let our businesses go. He got to let our family members go. In the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus that we will prosper, that we will prosper in Jesus' mighty name, that we will prosper, that we will not be in debt, that we will not die in poverty. We come and we say, Satan, you a liar, that we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We declare, we decree by the power of the Holy Ghost that we are conquerors. We're more than conquerors in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This means war in the name of Jesus. It's no time for the pity party. It's no time for the side party. It's no time to be running in the corner crying. It's time to rise up and fight for the kingdom, suffer violence, but the violence take it back forth. It's time to take it back forth. It's time to take back what belongs to you. It's time to take back what the enemy took from you. Some of you, he took your joy. Some of you, he took your peace. Some of you, he took your faith. Some of you, he took your money. Some of you, he took your children. It's time to tell the devil, you're a liar. Give me back all that belongs to me. Give me back double for my trouble. In the name of Jesus, I don't want double. I want triple. I want overflow. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This means war, my friends. And we got to rise up and tell the dying world that we got to rise up and tell the dying world that they need Jesus. For he is the only name that man can be saved. He's the only name that man can be saved, that man can win, that man can prosper, that man can be victorious. It's only by the name of Jesus, my friend. This means war. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson, for that powerful, powerful message. We're getting ready to open up the lines. But Dr. Henderson, I had to say, I mean, we literally have to pick up the sword, which is the word of God, and cut some heads off, ladies and gentlemen, spiritually. We got to do that. We literally have to pick up your sword and cut heads off in the spiritual world in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you so much, Dr. Henderson, for your ministry and the fact that you can't give up, ladies and gentlemen. You got to have that tenacity for the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. You must have tenacity today and not be afraid. Amen. You gotta have the tenacity.
Amen.
Because the battle is not even ours, ladies and gentlemen. The battle is the Lord's, and he will win every time. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Straight to the Point with Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We're gonna open up the lines and we're gonna bring on Evangelist Mays. Evangelist, God bless you tonight. Bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone.
Hey, Evangelist. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. God bless you.
Yay.
What a mighty word again tonight. Amen. We thank God for the true word of God coming forth to heal God's people and to strengthen them. This is really a time to strengthen those weak places. You know, and if you be honest with yourself, and that's what we got to do in this day and time, you need to be honest with yourself and take an inventory and an evaluation of yourself and find out where we're in a war. We're in a war, and the enemy is watching your weak points. And that's where he's coming in at, on the weak points of the Christians and of the believers and of the saints of God. You know, when you were speaking, the scripture came to my mind, Isaiah 5:20, that talks about, I heard you talking about different things that Christians and believers are doing out here that's really a shame. It's a shame
yes.
to the gospel and to the name of Jesus Christ. But the Bible says,
yes.
woe unto them that call evil good and good evil.
Yes.
We're in a time where people can't even discern right
they
from
can't
wrong,
even
good
discern.
From evil, darkness from light,
yes.
bitter from sweet.
God.
They can't discern what's going on. And they're starting to be a part
yep.
of the problem instead of the
yep.
solution. Good God Almighty.
Yep.
And so
yep.
the Bible says, woe unto them. Woe unto them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so frustrating when you see it on social media,
yeah.
you see it on Facebook,
yeah.
you see it everywhere. They're just falling into the trap of the enemy and
yeah.
they're able to recognize the hand
yeah.
of the enemy. But you know, the Bible has to be fulfilled. And he said, in the last day, many will be deceived. Good God Almighty.
Yeah.
And people are being deceived. Knowing
yes,
right from wrong anymore, not knowing
yeah.
good from evil anymore, and they're just going along with
yes.
the program
yeah.
instead of standing up. You know, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to stand up in this day and time because
mm-hmm.
you stand out, and nobody wants
mm-hmm.
to stand out. Everybody wants to mingle in with the crowd and just
right.
you know fit in.
Right.
But when
yeah.
this is not the time for fitting in, that might have worked 20 years ago, but we ain't fitting
right.
time right now.
Right.
We're on battlefield time right now.
We're on the battlefield.
You know,
come
the Bible,
on here.
That's right. The
what?
Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter,
what?
That there's a season and a time for everything. This is
what?
Not the time. Hallelujah.
This is not the
God.
Time.
To
what?
Be weakening up and to be coward and back. This is the
right.
time to strengthen
right.
yourself. Gird yourself.
Come on here.
To get ready.
That's right.
To get ready because we're in a fight, and if you
that's
don't get
right.
together, you're going to die on the
field. That's right. That's right.
You're going to die right on the field. Right,
right
on the field.
On the
we're in such a great war right now, so we don't have
yeah.
time to babysit. This ain't time
yeah.
for bottles and pacifiers. You better have your gear. You better have it on tight now. Everything
that's
is,
right.
you better be right. You better close
that's
off
right.
and close off
right.
because we're on the line of the battle. And it's
that's
getting
right.
intensified. It's getting intensified. And we're going to find
it
out
is.
What we're made of. We're going to go
that's
through some
right.
testing and some trials now. We're going to find out
mm-hmm.
if we truly believe.
That's
and
right.
so many are weakening and they're falling and they're giving in to the
yep.
enemy and not even
yep.
recognizing that they are. They're not
that's
even recognizing
right.
that they are. But, you know, it goes back to Queen Esther. Queen
uh-huh.
Esther had to bear down and say, hold on,
she
I got to
get
some courage. I got to get some courage. Here's what, I need,
right.
here's what I need for y'all to do. I need some help right now. Everybody in the house, one on the bed.
Right.
We got to get this thing together.
Tell everybody
else out
it.
There in the street, all the Jews everywhere. Tell everybody.
Everybody.
Together right here. We going to all die.
That's
and
right.
So she said, shut that down. We're going on a fast. And when she come up
that's
off that
right.
fast, she had her stuff together. She had her stuff together.
She did.
She said, here I go. She said, if I die,
she did. She did.
Let me
die. That's what she said.
And I
that's
like the part where Mordecai told her, don't think because you're the queen that they're not going to kill you too.
Right. Don't think that they ain't going to know who you are. Right.
That's right. So you better tighten
that's right.
up. Don't think because yep. you're wallowing and being weak, they ain't gonna kill you too. They gonna get you.
Right. They gonna think when they find out who you are. Right.
When they find out who you are. You gonna do be like Peter denying
yep.
Jesus. No, I ain't with him because y'all doing some brutal stuff. I ain't with him.
Right.
You know we're about to find out.
Yeah.
He's coming in like a flood. But I thank
mm-hmm.
God for the word of encouragement tonight. to continue to feed us and to let us know to be strong and be ready for the battle and stay dressed. Don't uncover nothing. This is not the season to uncover nothing. Stay with your garment and your armor on. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
We are in a war. I mean, this is war. We are in a warfare. And I like, and I concur with you said. You know, the people are blind. They have been deceived. They don't know what is right versus wrong. You know, they're calling wrong right and right wrong. And it's a lot of leaders out here who really are encouraging this. They're encouraging the looting. They're encouraging the burning down of businesses. They're encouraging the, you know, the crime. I'm like, what in the world is going on here?
They can't
even recognize that that's the devil.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, you know, so we continue to pray. And so we definitely are entering into the end. And but we, you know, we have to hold up the bloodstained banner, and those of us who are woke got to be on the battle lines. And I believe in the name of Jesus that if we stand on the battle line and we stand in the gap, that you know, and pray for our leaders. My God, pray. You know, some of them. I mean, the Bible is true. Some of them are going to fall away. That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's going to be a great falling away. So you know, but we continue. You know, we pray, continue to pray. But there, you know, the Bible is the Bible. God's word is true. There will be a great falling away, and we're starting to see that now. We're starting to see that now. But we continue to pray. But those that are in our household, they're covered under the blood because of us.
Amen.
So we continue to pray for our family members. We continue to pray that God will cover us with the blood, cover our finances and all that belongs to us in the name of Jesus. So we stand in the gap for our government. We stand in the gap for our president. We stand in the gap for this country. We stand in the gap for the church in the name of Jesus. And we keep on marching on, and we don't compromise. We don't bow to, you know, this worldly system. We don't bow to things that are not biblical. And so I just want to encourage everybody out there to continue to read your word. If you don't understand what's going on, get in the face of God and pray and fast. Do not be entertained and misled by the news. Most of those people don't even serve your God. Amen. And the devil is over the airwaves. He's over the airwaves. Always remember, he's the prince of the airwaves. He's the prince of the media. He's the prince of the radio, the airwaves. Anything media, news, that's the devil is over that, okay? Always remember that. So those of us who have these platforms, we got to be able to counter those attacks. Amen. So as he uses his people to speak negative, to speak demonic things, and to speak hatred and division, we're going to use our platform to speak unity and peace, to speak the name of Jesus, to speak unification, and to plead the blood of Jesus against every demonic spirit and witch or warlock that would try to come up against us, our family members, and anything that belongs to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Dr. Vaughn, did you want to add anything before we move on?
Amen, Dr. Henderson. We do have another caller we want to bring in. We got West of the Mississippi, the Psalmist Voice is with us, Dr. Henderson. We got to bring him in right now. Psalmist Voice, God bless you.
God bless you, Straight to the Point family. It's your boy, the Psalmist Voice. What's good?
Hey there, how are you?
I am blessed.
Praise God.
I cannot complain at all, and you are definitely right. Everyone that has a radio platform, everyone that has a television platform, we have to be able to counteract. We have to be able to counteract the toxic waste that is taking the souls of the people that are that've been in this fight with God for 20 plus years. Now they're turning away from God. We got people doing demonstrations in the name of Jesus Christ, and they're not even of Jesus Christ. We got all this stuff going on across the nation, and it's just straight bananas. But for us over here in Central Texas, we're going to continue to preach the controversial, unadulterated word of God, and we're going to give the people the equipment necessary to preach against the spirits of darkness, because that's what it is. The spirit of heaviness is surrounding the nation. It's not just surrounding certain parts. It's surrounding the nation. The spirit of heaviness, in other words, we can call it depression. We can call it anxiety. We can call it all this stuff. Medication ain't going to do it. If you feel the spirit of heaviness in your life, that's because the devil's trying to put a stop hole in your progress. You need to seek out the proper word of God that's going to instruct you and equip you to battle the forces of darkness. It's no time, no more to be preaching about the fluff stuff. Naming it and claiming it is went out the door a year ago. The naming and claim it word is not going to set your soul free from this nonsense. We gotta go. Yeah. We gotta go hard in the paint. We gotta go back to basic training, and God will meet you where you are. You don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar in theology to fight the battle that is gonna be fought. God is looking for you right where you are. So if you feel inadequate because you can't pray to the next dimension or you can't quote every scripture in the word, that's quite all right, because it's a spirit called the quickening that will equip you for the season that we are in right now. That's why I tell people all the time, Dr. Henderson, I understand, yes, it's great to get education. It's great. I don't have a problem with that. But in this time right now, you can have 20 degrees on your wall, and it's not going to help you not a nair bit because of what's going on right now. We got to get out of our head game and get into the book game. I'm talking about the word of God. I'm not talking about what we learned in school. I'm talking about what's in the word of God verbatim. We've danced around it. We put our own theology around it. We've tiptoed around the truth. We ran our churches the way we wanted to, and the word of God gives us direct instructions on how to do it. Look where it got us. Now we're shut down, everyone tripping. So God, why? Look, if God was giving us a plague, if God was going to wipe things out, we all would be in trouble. But God is trying to get our attention. He's trying. We are acting like the Israelites back all the way back in Deuteronomy. We're acting just like them. We're walking around the wilderness for 40 years, and it only could take 2 weeks to get out of it. So we got to get out of that stupor of being spoiled rotten, because we're spoiled rotten, Dr. Henderson. We spoiled in our blessedness. We're spoiled in our living our blessed life. We're spoiled with our degrees. We're spoiled with our churches. We're spoiled with our conferences. We're spoiled with all this stuff. But the Bible is clear. God doesn't care about any of that. He wants the people to come to him relationally. If you go hard in the paint for your spouse, if you go hard in your paint for your grandkids, your children, we put all our love and our attention to them, but God is a jealous God, and he is showing out right now. He is trying to get our attention, and we need to hear it. We need to stop this nonsense, period.
Amen.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to preach, and I'm sorry you already did that, Dr. Henderson.
This show is for eyes sharpening eyes. You good. You know,
yes, ma'am.
Can come on here and preach. Everybody got a voice on the straight to the point. Everybody. Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
I agree with you, man. 100%.
Yes, ma'am.
It's time for, it ain't about our reputation. It ain't about our brand. It's about Jesus. Lifting up the name of Jesus because, you know, like you said, it ain't about none of that. Oh, that's done
yep.
with. That's old.
Yep.
We in the end times.
Yep.
This means war. We're fighting a spiritual
yep.
battle. And we got
yep.
to know, and you know what, a lot of, you're right, a lot of, you know, schools and stuff don't really teach about spiritual warfare. They don't teach
no.
you about the inner healing and deliverance, deliverance ministry. They don't teach you about spiritual warfare. You know, I thank God that I got both, but when I first got into the Lord, you know, I learned the hard knocks, but then
mm-hmm.
eventually, because of where God was taking me at to teach, you know, pastors and bishops and stuff, I did, you know, get degrees. But I thank God
yes.
that I got the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Exactly.
Praise God. That, you know,
Amen.
That is greater than any degree. Praise God.
That's right.
And so,
that's right.
you know, you're absolutely correct. You know, a lot of these pastors are, because they don't, they're not filled with the Holy Ghost, a lot of them. A lot of them just got the head knowledge. They're falling
mm-hmm.
away. They don't know what to do. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're falling away. They don't know what to do. And like Evangelist May say, they call it, you know, right. They call it wrong, right, and call it right, wrong. That's
yep.
because they don't have the spirit of discernment. There's no Holy Spirit
exactly.
that is, you know, leading and guiding them. You know, so we got to pray for those pastors and those leaders, but you're absolutely correct, Pastor Chris. You know, I'm always, I love your ministry, you know.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Nice to hear
well,
from you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. It's so great to hear
God
the psalmist voice
oh,
today,
Pastor Chris,
Dr. Henderson.
You too, because we have the, I know you've been wanting to get, be a part of the P3. We're doing it virtually
yes, ma'am.
August 29th. So I'm going to give you, I'm going to text you. God bless you.
Oh,
Dr. Vaughn.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Amen. Right. Thank you so much. So great to hear the psalmist voice and Evangelist Mays. Thank you so much for that powerful message, Dr. Henderson, as well. But I want also, too, lastly, before I give it back to you, Doc, I wanted to challenge every man on the planet that is a believer. You better speak it over your household, ladies and gentlemen, specifically the men, specifically. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You need to speak that, men, over your household, the cover. I'm not just reading it, but speak it, literally speak it over your household in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. Thank you so much. God bless.
Amen. So we want to thank our callers, Pastor Christopher Newton and Evangelist Mays. Pastor Chris has a radio network called The Psalmist Voice, you guys. He's all over social media. If you would go onto Twitter, Instagram, and just type in The Psalmist Voice, you'll be able to connect with him. Also, Evangelist Mays, you can connect with her as well on social media. She's doing awesome work in the Lord with her her nonprofit ministry. Also, she has she does a woman's line conference line as well. So connect with Evangelist Mays. And Dr. Vaughn has an awesome network with the Men's Flash Talk Network. Connect with Dr. Kevin Vaughn. He's on all social media platforms. Also, we got a big conference coming up, P3 Conference 2020, August the 29th. I want you guys to look out social media. We're going to have some good speakers, and I'm already claiming Pastor Chris will be one of our speakers. Amen. Praise God. That's August the 29th, and Evangelist Mays is going to be one of our speakers. And Dr. Vaughn, I want you to come and talk about business. So I got to get in touch. I haven't even finished in touch with all the people yet. But I'm putting it out there in Jesus' name. We're going to have a powerful P3 Conference 2020 virtual conference online. Amen. Praise God. And so we're at the end of our show. Before we leave, I want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
Might as well put your hands together.
clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
To the point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores D. Henderson. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, we approve this message tonight, and the Lord willing, will be back every Monday evening, Eastern Standard Time on the network. This has been Straight to the Point. Give God some praise, for he is worthy to be praised. God bless you. Have a great rest of the week.